Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to keep in mind that Father Lou emphasized a few words, so you can time me. Name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So you notice that the priests are still wearing red, and that's because the Nativity starts this great feast, and tomorrow's feast day, Theophany, is the other bookend. And these days in the middle are our chance to really reflect on what it means for Christ to become a human being, for God to become a man, that all of us might be sanctified, might be healed, might be recreated in a sense, might have a chance to be partakers of his divine nature and enter into his eternal kingdom and receive this great gift of salvation. So I wanted to focus on really tomorrow's feast, since it's being a Monday, you all might not be able to be here. We know this is called Theophany, which means the manifestation of God, because we see the Son of God and the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, enter into the Jordan River. We see the Holy Spirit in the likeness of a dove come down and light upon him. And we hear the voice of the Father saying, "Behold, my beloved Son." So we see a manifestation of the Holy Trinity, and this is why we call it Theophany. We call it Epiphany as well, because it is a manifestation of who Jesus is and the beginning of his public ministry. But I want to really focus on is the fact that John had been baptizing in the Jordan River, and the Jordan River in that desert area of Palestine was the source of life in a very pronounced way. When you're in a desert and there's a river running through that desert, and we know that water equals life, you can see how vitally important and symbolic that river is for people's sustenance and for their very existence. And so we see the creator of the entire universe coming to the Jordan River. And as he enters into the waters, his very physical presence as the second person of the Trinity who has taken on the fullness of our humanity, his presence blesses the Jordan River. It sanctifies it. It makes it holy. In a sense, it reverses the fall. It recreates the source of life. And this is one of the reasons why we do the great blessing of the waters on the four feasts today and tomorrow, and why we take that holy water tomorrow and we bless our homes, our cars, all of our family. We really take the sanctification of life and we apply it to every facet of our being. Now, the Jordan River and Christ's entrance into it and his blessing and sanctifying it and all of this theological symbolism that that means for us, we take that and we apply it to the holy mystery of baptism. As a matter of fact, as you go through a baptismal service, and you'll hear it today as well in the blessing of the water, the prayers say, as you were present there and sanctified that water, so now in a baptism, be present here and sanctify this water. And then we take that person and we literally bury the old nature in those waters and raise up a new creature in Christ in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The soul, which is that which is most in the image of God and called to be like God, because of the fall, is literally put to death. And a new soul in the image of Christ, unfallen, is raised up. And that's happened to each of us who have undergone baptism. Why do I say this? Because the central meaning of the Feast of Theophany is recreation. We, through our baptism, have been recreated, and we remember on this feast day that God has, in a sense, symbolically recreated all the world. I was telling my son last night that what we see through our eyes is totally dependent on the nature and the health of our soul. Two people can be seeing the exact same thing and interpret it in diametrically opposite ways, based on the health and the condition of the soul. If the soul is illumined, the eyes see illuminated things. If there is health and positivity and Christ-likeness in a soul, then that person sees everything as positive. Another thing I was sharing with my family this week on a walk is that it is impossible to love another person. It is impossible to love God. It is impossible to love ourselves in a healthy way if we do not expect from ourselves by the grace of God, and if we do not expect in the lives of those around us transformation. We want the best in people. That's what it means to love them. We sacrifice and we serve them for their transformation. It is not our expectation as Christians that we will stay the same, but we will be transformed. We will be healed. We will grow. We will become increasingly like Christ through our repentance and through our life in the church. And I can't think of a better feast day than Theophany to happen at the beginning of a new year, because we have the chance to rededicate ourselves as Christ shows us that we are recreated, to take the opportunity for a brand new start in a new year for personal transformation. Not only should I expect that from myself, but I should expect that in my relationship with you who are my fellow brothers and sisters in the life of the church. We are one body because we partake of the one bread who is Christ. And we are all called to grow and be transfigured and to become increasingly Christ-like. And the theophany experience that God shows us and these blessing of the water services today and tomorrow, our receiving the Eucharist, our life of repentance, our confession, our prayer life, our reading life, our imitation of the lives of the saints, all of this is unto our transformation. So I want you, as I close, to look around you, literally, to the right and the left, front and behind, right now, please. And I want you, as you see your brother or your sister, your neighbor, your family member, I want you to dedicate yourself not only to your own personal transformation, but I want you to dedicate yourself to the ones around you by your example, by your prayer life, because I'm telling you right now that as sure as I'm standing before you, if one person in a family changes in the positive, it changes the entire family system. So if I move closer to Christ, I can't help but bring all of you with me. And that's true for every one of us. So don't say that you love one another without the expectation of personal transformation. Because Christ has come. He has entered into our existence. He has entered into the Jordan River. He has recreated it. He has recreated life. He has recreated our ability to see with illumination the world around us in a different way. We have the opportunity to choose to see Christ and His presence in everything that we are, in everything that we do, and everything that is around us, unto our transformation, personally and corporately. Amen.